Chapter 10, Section 1.1, Climatic Pattern, Punctuated Equilibrium. Throughout history there have been periods of rapid change. The question should be, when is change a slow progression and when is it rapid? Part of this caused by an illusion, an application of our bias to the concept of change. Let us consider an evolving ACTE from 152 figure 74, 153 chapter 7. We know that the evolution of an act consists of the diffusion of many improving instances of that act. Let us assume that the activity quickly progressed to a product A2, and evolves through a set of feature improvements A2, to X, as shown in figure 116 below. This will be the time of products, a constant jostle for improving features, and though individual iterations will rapidly diffuse, for example the 586 processor replaced the 486 which replaced the 386 and the 286 in the x86 family, the characteristics of products, the x86, are broadly the same and the overall time of products appears to be long. This had happened with servers, a constant improvement and a long product run of 30 to 40 years. See figure 116, the illusion of speed, for more details. With the advent of more utility forms, you gain all the benefits of efficiency and agility. You're under pressure to adopt due to the Red Queen, but invariably people suffer from a bias towards a slow change because this is what they've experienced with products. They forget that we've had successive iterations, 286 to 386 to 486 etc., and label this all as one thing. They expect the progression to more utility forms will take equally long, but the transition is not multiple overlapping diffusion curves and the appearance of slow but steady progress but a single rapid shift, see figure above. Rather than 30 to 40 years, the change can happen in 10 to 15 years. We are caught out by the exponential growth and the speed at which it moves. This form of transition is known as a punctuated equilibrium and invariably shift from product to utility forms exhibit it. It's the exponential nature that really fools us. To explain this, I'll use an analogy from a good friend of mine, Tony Fish. Consider a big hall that can contain a million marbles. If we start with one marble and double the number of marbles each second, then the entire hall will be filled in 20 seconds. At 19 seconds, the hall will be half full. At 15 seconds, only 3% of the hall, a small corner, will be full. Despite 15 seconds having passed, only a small corner of the hall is full, and we could be forgiven for thinking we have plenty more time to go, certainly vastly more than the 15 seconds it has taken to fill the small corner. We haven't. We've got 5 seconds. Alas, these punctuated equilibriums are often difficult to see because we not only have the illusion of slow progress but confusion over what speed actually is. Let us assume that today it takes on average 20 to 30 years for an act to develop from genesis to the point of industrialization, the start of the war which changes so much in industry. Organizations consist of many components in their value chains, all of which are evolving. We can often confuse the speed at which something evolves with the simultaneous entrance of many components into the war state. For example, in figure 117, I've provided the weak signal analysis, from chapter 9, of many points of change. We can see that each component takes roughly 20 to 30 years to evolve, point 1, to the point of industrialization, followed by 10 to 15 years to industrialize the war. However, if you examine point 2, then we have many components from robotics to immersive technology to IoT that are embroiled in such a war. This can give us the impression that change is happening vastly more rapidly as everything around us seems to be changing. It's important to separate out the underlying pace of change from the overlapping coincidence of multiple points of change. See figure 117, the confusion of speed. For more details. Of Wonders and Disruption, Leading Edge Forum, 2014. Given this, it should be possible to test the punctuated equilibrium. By selecting a discrete activity, we should be able to observe its rapid change along with the denial in the wider industry that such a change would be rapid. Cloud computing gave me a perfect example to test this. In 2010, when I was at Canonical, I produced a forward revenue chart for Amazon. This estimated the forward revenue at the end of each year for AWS, Amazon Web Services, and was based upon what little data I could extract given that Amazon wasn't breaking out the figures. I've provided this estimate in figure 118. By the end of 2014, I had anticipated AWS would have a forward revenue rate of $7.5 billion PA, which means every year after 2014 it would exceed this figure. In fact, AWS clocked over $7.8 billion in 2015. Now, what's not important is the accuracy of the figures, that's more luck given the assumptions that I needed to make. Instead, what matters is the growth, its non-linear nature and the general disbelief that it could happen. Back in 2010, telling people that AWS would clock over $7.5 billion in revenue some 5 years later was almost uniformly met by disbelief. See figure 118, the punctuated equilibrium. For more details.